Marvelous Marvin. Chapter 1. Uncle Albert's Surprise. Uncle Albert is here, Nick yelled. Oh dear, said Nick's mom and dad. Uncle Albert didn't visit much, but when he did, it was always interesting. Nick ran out of the door of their apartment. He ran down the stairs of their building and out to the busy city street. A big red van was pulling up. On its side, crossed out, were the words Amazing Alberto Moving Magic Show. Below that, the words Awesome Albert's Traveling Circus were also crossed out. And below that, in messy black letters, words Al's Portable Petting Zoo. The van came to a stop and burped black smoke. Nick's parents, Harry and Angie Wheeler, coughed on the sidewalk. My favorite Nepu. Alberto's deep voice boomed. He jumped down from the van with a great thud. How old are you? 21? He stroked his mustache, pretending to think. I'm 8. Nick laughed. My goodness, he replied. Look how much you've grown. He gave Nick a bear hug, pulling him into his chest. Then he waved to Nick's parents. Harry, sis, hello. Hello, Albert, Mr. Wheeler replied. How is the petting zoo going? Better than the circus and the magic show, I hope. Mrs. Wheeler chuckled. Remember you had to fit all the lions and clowns in the same van? Albert gave a deep, booming laugh. I remember, he said, and I'm afraid my petting zoo is going just as badly, but no matter. I am destined for greater things. Isn't that right, Nick? That's right, said Nick proudly. In fact, that's what I'm here to tell you about. He beckoned the family close with his enormous arms. My talents are wasted on the road. They belong on the silver screen. He swept a hand across the horizon. I'm going to Hollywood. He grinned at them. Nick's parents stared blankly, but Nick's eyes gleamed. Wow, he said. I knew you liked that, Albert replied. But there's one thing I have to do first. He crouched down next to Nick. I have to give you your present. Mr. and Mrs. Wheeler looked at each other nervously. Last time they had to stop him from giving them an elephant. And the time before that, he given them an exploding deck of cards that almost set their apartment on fire. What is it this time, Mr. Wheeler asked. You'll love it, Albert said. See, I had to sell off my petting zoo animals for gas money. My llamas, my goats, my sheep. But there was just one animal I just couldn't bring myself to sell. He opened up the back of the van. Inside was a bed of straw, and jumping up from the straw was something very small and very pink. It squealed with excitement, scampered to the very edge of the doorway. Its hooves made little clanking noises on the metal. Meet Marvin, said Albert. Marvin gave a tiny snort. He's a pig, Nick cried. A pig? Nick's parents repeated with high-pitched voices. A pig, said Albert. A marvelous pig. Marvin waggled his curly tail and looked out at them all.
Mr. Wheeler looked back at him. "What's so marvelous about him?" he asked. "He's what you call a teacup pig," Albert replied. "Because he's small enough to fit inside a teacup. But once he gets bigger, that's what's so marvelous." Albert boomed. "He'll always be small. At least I think so." He stroked his mustache and thought. He didn't see Shore. Marvelous thrust his nose toward Nick and snorted again. "I love him," said Nick. Can we keep him, please?" "Nick, you know pets aren't allowed," his dad said. Pointed to the sign that hung just inside their building. It listed all the things that weren't allowed. Nick knew as well. The downstairs neighbor, Mrs. Finnegan, liked to grab him by the ear with her bony hand and drag him in front of it wherever he broke a rope. "It says no cats or dogs," said Nick. "But it doesn't say anything about pigs." "Clever boy," said Albert. "He's right," Mrs. Mom said. "We could have a pig." "Angie," said Mr. Wheeler, "we could not. We aren't farmers. We live in San Francisco." "I know," she sighed. She was staring at Marvin's bright little face. "But he's so cute." "And he was the star of my petting zoo," said Albert, butting in. "Just watch this. Marvin, find the apple." Marvin leaped out of the van and into Mrs. Wheeler's arms. She caught him and stumbled backwards. Marvin dug his nose into her pocket and pulled out a slice of apple. "You see, he has the greatest nose in the world," Albert laughed. "Sorry, sis, I hid that in your pocket when you weren't looking." "Oh, he is marvelous," laughed Mrs. Wheeler. She petted Marvin while he ate. "Angie, please," said Mr. Wheeler. "That pig is probably dirty." "A cruel myth," said Albert. "Pigs are the cleanest in the world." Nick and Mrs. Wheeler tickled Marvin under his chin. Marvin nuzzled both of them, loving the attention. Mr. Wheeler frowned. Albert said, "Look, it's no problem if you can take him. There are lots of farms I could sell him to." Nick turned sharply. "But what will they do with him?" Albert blew out his cheeks. "Oh, I don't know," said. "Lots of things. Ham, bacon, pork chops." "Pork chops!" Nick shouted. "Bacon? Oh no, please, we'll take him. Won't we, Mom? Dad?" Nick's mom looked at her husband with loving eyes. It was the look on look he could never say no to. "Honey," she said, "you can see Marvin doesn't belong on the farm. And he certainly doesn't belong in the ham sandwich. He belongs here." Mr. Wheeler smiled. At his wife and sighed. "Oh, all right," he said. Nick cheered and clutched Marvin to his chest. Marvin squealed in delight.
We're going to be best friends, Nick said. Mrs. Wheeler gave her husband a kiss on the cheek. Thank you, she said. And thank you, Albert. Don't mention it, he replied. He slammed his van's rear doors closed and hopped into the driver's seat. But this is the last time you give us a present, Mr. Wheeler insisted. I can't promise that, Albert laughed. He flashed a Hollywood smile. His van sputtered to life, and in a cloud of smoke, he was gone. What a brother you have there, said Mr. Wheeler. And what a pig we have here, said Nick. They all looked down at the newest member of their family. He wriggled in Nick's arms. Even Mr. Wheeler had to admit it. Marvin was quite marvelous.